This podcast is certified fresh. Freshmediaworks.com.
Good morning, everyone, and hello. This is the 100 Word Stories podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Usually you'll hear a 100 Word Story from me or from one of the regular guest contributors here. But it's Saturday, and on Saturdays we do this little thing called the Weekly Challenge. I post a topic, and you have a week to come up with a 100 Word Story based on that topic. This is the 48th Weekly Challenge. What you're hearing in the background? That's music composed by Guy David of GuyDavid.com. The topic was selected by Chris from Platypus Society, and it was sandwiches. We got 12 stories this week on the subject of sandwiches. Double digits, everyone. But which story goes first? Well, it's the winner from last week, and that's, oddly enough, Chris from Platypus Society. He puts together another victory. Congratulations, Chris. Let's get on with the stories, and here's your winner.
Hello, this is Chris Carlisle from the Platypus Society, back for another 100 Word Challenge at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. For those of you who've been wondering the last couple weeks, yes, the English accent is fake. I'm a liar, and I will be shelving the English accent for this week. But with this being St. Patrick's Day and all, I just can't resist using the Irish. So, here's this week's entry. Hope you like it. Lucky sat down, a pint of Guinness in one hand, a corned beef sandwich in the other. He kicked his feet up and sighed. Another long day, he said. Those kids always after me lucky charms. He had just put a pint to his lips when the front door kicked open. A dirty, half-naked man entered, eyes crazy with rage. He threw Lucky down and started kicking him. 27 years! I finally got you! The man grabbed the coveted box of cereal. Cereal shit! The man said, dumping the box on Lucky's bloodied face. But I'll take the sandwich! So there you have it then, in honor of St. Patrick's Day, I have a challenge read with a terrible Irish accent. I'm not even drunk yet. I suppose I can stop now. Okay, it's been fun. See you next week. Bye-bye!
Thank you, Chris, and Aaron Gobrog to you, too. The text from Chris's story, and everyone else's for that matter, can be found in the show notes. There's also links to homepages, podcasts, data sheets on Texas Death Row, so that you can check out all the other things that they do in their spare time. We've got a rookie team this week. We actually have rookies. They are Tina and Mark, and they sent their thing in WMA format. Somebody just edit and import and okay, here we go.
Hey, this is Mark of Nowhere in particular, and this is my submission to this week's 100 Word Stories Challenge. It's titled Late to the Game, and it happened last weekend. Hope you enjoy. Running late to the game, Dad moved frantically about the kitchen, preparing water bottles, snacks, and the like, all while eating lunch and holding the baby. Suddenly, a stray bit of food went down the wrong pipe. His eyes watered. Clutching the child, he dropped the snacks and clawed at the paper towel roll, letting out a great sneeze. Convulsing, he raised a handful of towels up to his nose and sneezed again. And then, total silence. Relieved, he cleared the tears from his eyes and looked down at the baby. She was covered in little, moist, whole wheat bits of sandwich.
And you wonder why I don't have kids. Thank you, Mark and Tina, or is this just Mark? The message said Mark and Tina. Tina, you hiding back there, moral support? Anyway, great job. Thank you for showing up this week, and looking forward to more from you. And don't worry if it's WMA format. It looks like I'm able to convert that, as opposed to the M4U whatevers. Okay, well, now that we've got the rookies taken care of, let's check out the veterans. They keep coming back for more abuse. Of course, some of the abuse is heaped upon me. First up is Tom from Footnote.
Hello, Night People. This is Tom from the Footnote, the podcasting equivalent to gelatinous gasoline. Tonight's story is called Constant Craving. Josh dreamed of the perfect sandwich. It had taken shape over decades, pieced together from fiction and film. Sometimes it was assembled of a nurturing nature, but oft it was more of a deleterious depth. But try as he may, the lure of his first and strongest affection always seemed to return to the mix. June Allison, if truth be told, for Josh, was an Oedipal vision squared. Yes, Kathleen Turner or Sharon Stone lingered on the edge of condimental possibilities. Sadly, June Allison is gone. Josh would have to settle for spooning with Sophia Loren.
You know, I would not consider spooning with Sophia Loren settling. You know, I saw her at, the Venetian back in 2000 when they opened up that hotel. Oh, someone's trying to call in. Oh, no, we don't answer calls while we're getting this stuff done. Thank you, Tom, from Footnote. You can check him out, footnote.libsyn.com. All right, who's up next? I better check the show notes here, which I just wrote 5 minutes ago. It's Caleb. Oh, wow. Caleb. Caleb Bullen from the Black Tie Martini Club Oddcast. What has Caleb got for us on this fine St. Patrick's Sandwich Day?
And now it's time for Great Moments in History. Martini Club style. As the fourth Earl of Sandwich pondered his creation, he smiled. For he knew that despite a lifetime of public service as Secretary of State and Postmaster General, this one act, oft repeated, would carry his name throughout the ages. Of course, he had some help. He couldn't have done it at all without his lovely Irish cook, Molly. Or his good friend, Robert. As he helped Molly refasten her dress, and Robert snored on the divan where he had finished, the Earl thought to himself,
I wonder if something like this could be done with bread and meat as well.
Oh, Caleb, you make my heart sing. And probably build up with arteriosclerosis plaques. Thank you, Caleb Bullen of the Black Tie Martini Club Oddcast. You can check it out. It's Black Tie Martini Club Oddcast. No, there's no Oddcast in there. Instead of Oddcast.com. .com apparently is Swahili for Oddcast, I guess. Next up is Terrence from the Never Was podcast. Let's see if I've spelled his name right. He can check out the show notes and confirm that I've spelled it wrong. That's at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. And there are links there, as I said before, to everyone's podcasts or projects that when they send me the links and remember to, I go, oh, links! And if I don't forget the quotation marks, they're right in there. So, Terrence, here we go. Take it away.
Hello, this is Terrence McLean of the Never Was podcast, and this is my entry into the 48th weekly challenge, Sandwiches. Raoul had not been to a wedding in a long time. He just was not the type that you invited. He was shocked when the invitation arrived from his cousin. The ceremony was traditional, but he was fairly sure that in most weddings, when they talked about being in the presence of God, they didn't mean literally. But there he was, sitting in the second row, on the opposite side from Raoul and his brothers. Things were going well, until dinner was served. You would think that with the Almighty on the invite list, they would serve something other than sandwiches. There we go, Lawrence. You're not in this week. You're not a steaming heat. You're not in a pit of hell. Nothing. See, it's even really nice. We went from hell to a wedding. And just as a note, that this was yet another exactly 100-word stories. So I'd just like to know, or set a challenge out there for everybody else next week, to write a story that is exactly 100 words. Thank you for listening.
Actually, the truth is, the meat in the sandwiches was made from my chopped up corpse. So I appeared again this week, tortured and mutilated. Not that it bothers me. I mean, I used to bite my nails. Now I don't. So I'm building up respect and dignity and pride. That was Terrence from the Never Was podcast. Oh, Canada, we stand on guard for thee. And you can check him out at Never Was. The link is there in the show notes. Podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. All right, who's next? It's Liana from Hodgepodge Point. I sent her a story that I think it's Cupid is a Stupid Little Retard, I think is what I called it. So it'll be coming up in the next few weeks. But she's got others, and she posted up what was going to be her 100-word story for last week's challenge in Hodgepodge Point. So check that out. Head over to hodgepodgepoint.libsyn.com to hear what you missed. And it's a good one. I liked it. So but she got hers in time this week, and here it is.
Hello, everyone. Leiana here, coming to you from hodgepodgepoint.libsyn.com. To make my podcast shine, you should send me some of your short stories and poems, which can go to hodgepodgepoint@gmail.com. Let those old pages see the light of day. So for this week's challenge number 48, Sandwiches, I have the following story called Invention of a Board Mine. Ralph slathered mayo onto the hoagie, then sprinkled it with shredded lettuce. Tomato slices were placed end to end, and from three large jars he gathered ham, turkey, and chicken slices, draping them onto his creation. Swiss and provolone were overlapped onto the meat. Last, he topped the sandwich with a secret ingredient. He closed his masterpiece, then sliced it into serving sizes for the waiter to pass around the bar. The manager inspected one closely. What's this? It's called Luck of the Irish Club. The meats were marinated in Guinness, and the sandwich is topped with Lucky Charms marshmallows.
Well, that's my shopping list for the day. Thank you, Liana, and you can check her out at hodgepodgepoint.libsyn.com. Next up is Tabitha from Strangely Literal, strangelyliteral.com, blah, blah, blah. I want to apologize to Tabitha. She sent in a story. Apparently, she had it attached to there. I didn't get it. But I had the text of the story, so I had the midget read it. And I said, yeah, I'm going to put it in the show. I'm going to put it in the show. I'm going to edit it in. And then a week later, after I'd been playing in Second Life with the tower made out of matzah, I realized I hadn't done it. So my apologies to you, Tabitha. Hopefully you're listening to this. send me your address. You get a condolence set of refrigerator magnets and, what is it? Oh, yeah. A certificate of dubious authority always comes with those to partially ensure that those might be authentic. So here's Tabitha from Strangely Literal, and I think she's got another one about her boyfriend. He happens to be a cat.
Did I do something wrong today, or has the world always been like this, and I've been too wrapped up in myself to notice?
Hi, this is Tabitha, and I don't know what happened last week with my glitches story. I made an MP3 password and everything, but apparently it got glitched out of the show. So here's my entry for this week. If you remember my Valentine's Day story, which was my very first story for this wonderful podcast.
This is developing into a very bad habit.
I talked about my boyfriend, and my boyfriend is my cat. So this is not a Buffy or Angel or Firefly fanfic, but it is a story about my wonderful cat. My boyfriend races around the apartment. He finds this amusing, especially at 2 a.m. when I'm trying to sleep. I groan, but keep my eyes closed. Stupid cat. Next, he finds a paper bag to scratch on. The feline equivalent of nails on a chalkboard. Since I'm still in bed, he yells until I wake up. I glare at him. He doesn't blink. Staring down at me as if to say, "While you're up, why don't you make us some sandwiches?" Once I'm awake and out of bed, he curls up and falls asleep. Thanks for listening to my story. I hope you enjoyed it. Here's a promo for my new podcast, which is not fan-related, so anybody who's interested in my lovely voice and my thoughts about stuff and really cool features or anything I want can check out Fan Tabzulus, and that's a fan, like a fan, and Tabs, T-A-B-Z, U-L-O-U-S, Fan Tabzulus, and it's on iTunes, and here's the promo.
You are live on channel 44,000. Please do not swear.
Did you pay money for this?
Fan Tabzulus.
You know what you said, this, my friend, is called advertising.
So before this is over, I'm going to need a whole lot of serious therapy.
You want to get to the point, mister. Now, what is it? What are you trying to tell us?
A podcast about everything from geek to news to stories to whatever I want. Check us out at www.fantabulous.com or on iTunes.
Well, don't tell anyone, but the photos of smiling people in the brochures, it's just marketing.
Let's get dangerous.
An intro, a story, a promo, and my heart is warmed. Thank you, Tabitha, and remember, Strangely Literal, that's the podcast. Let's move on to the next story, and it's K9, he's back. But, of course, he hasn't gotten any recording equipment, so the midget's coming out. You know, the midget is looking kind of sick these days. I'm not too sure if he's going to be around much longer. In fact, you know, when the first anniversary hits, his contract is up. So we'll see if I re-sign him or not. But until then, I've still got the Cat of Nine Tails. So here we go with the midget reading K9's story. And he is from Dead Dog Walking.
I still see it happening when I close my eyes. It's like one of those old Super 8 home movies, you know, all grainy and the colors don't seem quite right. I even seem to hear that rattling, flipping noise of the old projectors. I didn't mean for it to happen that way. I just wanted to change shirts. I dripped mustard on mine, so I swung by my house on the way back to work. When that closet door popped open, instinct took over. I'd change it if I could. The bologna sandwiches in prison sure are lousy.
And there you have it. That's the midget reading K9 of Dead Dog Walking. I should edit that out, but folks, I don't get it right in the first take most times, so deal with it. Okay, next up is Ellison, a blog to Ellison. This is his 100-word story, and we all know what happens when you write 100-word stories. You make a book. So be on the lookout for something over at Cafe Press. Man, I want a signed copy of it, but I want it signed by Caleb. Ellison1.blogspot.com. That's where you can find him, and you can find him right now. The problem is, I did not get a recording of his story. Tabitha disease, I guess. So I'm going to put in a midget version of the story, and then hopefully when he sends it in, I'll put the version of his in here, but you know how it is. So here we go. Hopefully this will become his version of the story by the time you hear this.
Hello, this is Ellison, welcoming you to the 48th Weekly Challenge at the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. My submission this week is entitled, Alone. Dougie shambled into the cafeteria and took a seat at the end of the table, far away from his fourth grade classmates. Oh, how he envied them. He watched as they opened their sack lunches, digging into their peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, their salami on rise. For him, it was an endless parade of sardines on cream cheese, of tuna salad, weird, fishy sandwiches, the aroma of which clung to him all afternoon. Other kids avoided him, calling him Fish Boy. It wasn't easy being the son of the Gorton's fisherman. And the fins growing out of his head and back were no damn help. This has been another 100-word story at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. And this is Ellison, signing off.
It's going to be even funnier when Ellison's version appears. You can check him out at ellison1.blogspot.com, and that's his 100th 100-word story. Congratulations. And he was a big part of how this podcast got to 1,000 episodes. People are always saying, you know, oh, you wrote 1,000 stories. Well, no, I didn't. I've only written about, what, 600, 650, 700? Ellison, Andrew, others, you are a part of the core of this site. And all of you writers, you are a part of the whole 100 words experience, as opposed to the Les Nessman crew who decided to opt out of recording their voices. Oh, well, that's their problem, not mine. Okay, here we go with the block of fun that you've been waiting for. It's the Smith Family. I should have a theme music, like a banjo playing or AC/DC riff. You know, brain hammer song, something like that. Maybe one of them can send in a segment here. You know, if they don't mind that all three of their, or four or five or how many Smiths there are play, I'm open to anything. The format is amorphous, like Jell-O, or our foreign policy under Carter. So let's start off with Ted, the crazy arc of the clan here. Here we go.
This is Ted with my submission for the 48th 100-word story, Sandwiches. All my life I've been on a quest, a search for perfection, that has taken me through numerous countries and continents. After years of searching, I have no need to go on. I found life's perfection. Sandwiches. They will never leave you for another man or woman. They wouldn't dream of litigation regarding child support. You get what you put into the relationship. They just love you back. Oh, and sandwiches have integrity. Think about it. Have you ever seen a used sandwich shop? Or a sandwich repair shop? I rest my case. Come here, you beautiful Dagwood. Now I look into you.
You were with me all the while. Thank you, Ted, from the Ted's podcast, which exists now. I want to apologize when I said, you know, the leader of the clan that is the Smith clan, not that other clan. Unless, well, no, I'm not even going to ask. No, just the Smith family. The family. When rule of holes, when you're in a hole, stop digging. Next up is, let me look at the notes here, probably a Smith. It's Patty Smith. Well, here it's Smitty Gal. Well, here we go. All right. Smitty Gal here of, well, the Smitty Gal podcast, oddly enough. Here we go.
Hello, everybody. Happy St. Patrick's Day. This is Patty, the Smitty Gal, where you can find me on MySpace at Smitty Gal. I also have an antique blog, Drain Damage, and that's found at smithpatty.blogspot.com, and that's Patty with an I, because there's no Y in Patricia. This is my submission for weekly challenge number 48, Sandwiches. And the title is, Must Be Pay As You Go. I've come to recognize many of the homeless people in the city where I live, even privately nicknamed some of them, Talking Tim, Meridian Mary. I begin to worry when I haven't seen them for a while. Take Talking Tim, for instance. I usually see him in the afternoons on my way home from work, but he'd been absent from his usual turf for weeks. I finally spotted him today, walking alone and talking as usual. But something was different. Sandwiched between his right hand and ear was a cell phone. I'm still wondering if anyone was on the other end.
Thank you, Patty. You know, sometimes I'll whip out my cell phone and talk on it at random and say these horrible, awful, confusing things. And no one will be on the other end, but I'll just come up with these routines. You know, screaming, you know, stop it. Stop it, Fred. You know, look, you know, I know they amputated the wrong leg, but, you know, if they get rid of the other, I mean, we're the same shoe size. Can I buy your, I'll buy your boots. You know, I love doing that. And all the other people on the bus, they avoid me. That's how I get a seat to myself. So thank you, Patty. And there's one more Smith, and this is Tom with a silent four in his name. How you accomplish a silent four? I believe that there are some extinct dialects in India that accomplished this, but the trick has been lost over the years. But maybe one day, just like Hebrew was revived as a national language, perhaps one of those languages with four, a silent four in it, will be revived. And here is Tom with the silent four.
Hi there. This is Tom from Stuffcast at to4m.mypodcast.com. And this is this week's dealio, sandwiches. His body filled the room. All 910 pounds. He hadn't seen the outside of his room for 5 years. It was sandwich time, and I told him He could get his own sandwich if he wanted it. Bob's eyes got big. His face was red. And he arched back and his whole head seemed to come off. A 4-foot snake-like creature came out of his neck, shot across the room within inches of my face, and bellowed, "It's sandwich time, now!" And retreated back into Bob's body. Always bring the sandwiches! Always bring the sandwiches!
Tom with the silent four. Uh-oh. Oh, crap. Did I forget that one? Oh, no. Well, after looking through my my inbox, thank God that I sort these by size. Mineta is back. This is cool. Awesome. I love Mineta's stuff. I got Mineta from mineta.net.com/gov, one of those. I'll put the link within the poll, and I need to rebuild the poll because of this. But Mineta just got in, well in time 2 days ago, but I screwed up. So here we go. This is Mineta with his sandwiches entry.
Hey, everybody. It's Mineta from the Squirrel Bait podcast at Mineta.net with a 100-word story on the topic of sandwiches. You know, one thing that always cracks me up is how people think that each generation is so different from the next. We're not really. My grandma still listens to big band music because she was a flapper in her 20s. My parents rock out to Earth, Wind, and Fire for the same reason. That's just how it works, people. And now that we know that, I wonder what us Generation X kids will be like as senior citizens. In 2066, they celebrated their 70th wedding anniversary. Their Generation X marriage had been like every marriage throughout history. Each of them knew how the other took their coffee. Each of them knew the other's favorite movie, song, and television program. And like members of countless generations before them, they continued to listen to the music, talk like the movie stars, and act like the celebrities of those from their youth. This is why, on their special day, Jordan said to Courtney, "Sup, bitch? I'd be hungry like mad crazy, yo. Gets your ass up and makes me a sandwich."
Okay. I'm glad I got that one in there. Whew. I did not publish this and then go, oh my God, I got to pull it back and then bring up the Audacity template and stick the story in there. I would never do something like that. This is live, pure screw up on my part, and you're experiencing it because I don't sweep my mistakes under the rug. I kind of stick them into the kitty litter when I change it out every Saturday. But anyway, back to the subject at hand. That's 13... Oh, no. There's one more. There's always one more. We know who it is. I'm not even going to bother saying his name. Take it away.
The billionaire would look at the social parasites that showed up to his parties and recognize very few of them. The few he did, they disgusted him. "You people sicken me," he muttered. So for his next party, he told the caterer to make all the food using human waste. From the dip to the finger sandwiches, it was all shit. The champagne? It was yellowish and marked previously consumed. "How do you like it?" the billionaire asked. He enjoyed each moment of horror and how long it took each face to return to its mask of vapid, obsequious delight.
And now the musical stylings of Guy David from GuyDavid.com. And there you have it. That's 14 stories about sandwiches. Thanks to everyone who sent in their stories this week to be a part of the weekly challenge. But which one was the bomb? Head over to podcasting.isfullofcrap.com and vote for your favorite ones from this week. Then when all the votes are in, the winner will go first in the 49th weekly challenge. They pick the topic for the 50th, and they will win official 100 Word Stories podcast refrigerator magnets. There is more to do at the website than just vote. You can check out your show notes, links to everyone who sent in a story this week, and the text of the stories in case you can't understand what the hell they're saying. There's also archives of my very own 100 Word Stories there with everyone else who's joined in the midweek fun, over 1,000 episodes in all. You like writing 100 Word Stories? Check out 100words.com. They don't post them immediately. It's kind of a, you know, you put them in blocks, and they're also working on a podcast, so it's not going to be an ugly rivalry. It's going to be friendship. You know, it's going to be, we're all in this together. Need to subscribe to the feed? There's lots of links to various directories and podcatchers on the site, including one-click options for iTunes and the awesome Podcast Ready site and Podcast Pickle and Podcast Alley, but y'all never vote in those for this thing. You're too busy writing your stories. I understand. I really deeply understand. I'm fine with it. Oh, and as I mentioned before, musical theme, GuyDavid.com. We'll be back with another thrilling episode of The Wacky Adventures of Abraham Lincoln tomorrow. And next week, it'll be the next weekly challenge. I'm going to post the theme of that next weekly challenge in a little bit. Until then, thank you for listening. Thank you for participating. And, as always,
keep it brief.
Closing.